Today, I'm joined by Valerie Peterson, CEO of Atticus. Valerie brings a wealth of experience to the table, having owned her own law practice for several years before transitioning to the role of CEO at Elder Counsel. As a former elder law attorney, Valerie possesses extensive knowledge in practice building, business management, and law firm marketing, specifically in the realm of running a successful elder law practice. During our conversation, Valerie shared valuable insights on how attorneys can enhance the growth of their businesses and navigate common challenges. She also shares how practice coaching can be the transformative factor in helping grow your practice. Hi, Valerie. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you, Elisa. It's my pleasure.
So we have a really great topic today because we don't often talk about practice building and managing your business and that side of the elder law business. So you are now the CEO of Atticus. So tell me, what is Atticus and what type of services do you provide?
Sure. So Atticus is a company that, as you can see from the flyer behind me, we help lawyers have great practices and great lives, which is a lot. And we do that in a variety of ways. We do tailored one-on-one coaching. We also provide group coaching. And what that means is you can come together with like-minded colleagues and peers on a quarterly basis to talk about challenges, to have Atticus facilitate conversations, provide tools to help you move forward. And those are really workshops. Those, you get into a room and you work through a lot of different issues and get to discuss those again with peers that are at your level or the level that you are trying to get to. So we provide that as well. And we really try to meet attorneys where they are in their practice. We also have what would be more of an online experience. If we have an attorney who's not quite ready or able to travel on a quarterly basis, or maybe isn't quite ready for one of our peer group or group working sessions, then we've got some online options that are still facilitated by us, and you still work through a lot of just issues that we have found attorneys face in running a business. So we really try to run the gamut in terms of services, all with that backbone of we're here providing tools, providing support and accountability.
Okay, so you mentioned some different types of coaching there. So the coach or the practice advisor from Atticus that's involved, what is their role in everything? How does that work?
The practice advisor's role is really to first have a conversation and understand where the attorney, the business owner, is feeling some pain or feeling stress or anxiety. Then the practice advisor's role is to help address that through tools that Atticus provides, and then by providing support in implementing strategies to address whatever the attorney's current pain, stress, anxiety is around. And once they are working on that, then other issues inevitably pop up because it's never one thing when you're running a business. There's always a lot of challenges that business owners face. So the practice advisor is constantly checking in and understanding what's going on within the business and deciding, okay, let's use these tools and really focus on this for the next several weeks.
So what are some of those struggles that you're seeing attorneys struggle with the most?
Gosh, there are, it kind of depends on the attorney's current practice. It could be external, pressures, a change in law. It could be challenges with the team. It could be lack of revenue or really focusing on marketing efforts. But I would say the number one reason that attorneys seek out a company like Atticus, it usually begins with revenue. They're not seeing the growth or the revenue that they want to see. They're not making the money that they would like to make. And that's a great reason, obviously, to come to a company like Atticus, because what we can do is really just start asking questions to understand where the problem lies within that particular attorney's business so that we can come up with an action plan to address that.
So what are those? I imagine Atticus kind of has certain metrics or cornerstones that they sort of base their coaching and practice advising around. What might those be?
Definitely. We call them kind of the four pillars of building and managing a successful practice. And that's time management, building a great team or staffing, cash flow and profitability, because those are two really obviously critical pieces to building a successful business. And then becoming a rainmaker, and that's client development and marketing. And each of these pillars or cornerstones aren't mutually exclusive. They are very intertwined, and a business owner can be encountering challenges in one area at one time, another area the next week, and maybe all three, you know, in week four. But those are the areas that we really focus on. And then our job is to help attorneys continue progressing to another level. And we want to continue challenging them to, you know, continue moving in their growth process and also to have a great life, which for us means making sure the attorney is taking a lot of time off, making sure that they have the revenue that they want for the lifestyle that they want, making sure that the business can run without the attorney, which is often a very challenging part of the whole business owner process.
So you mentioned that the practice advisor's role in all of this is to help, you know, propel that growth and to be there for accountability. So I'm imagining there's some goals that are also involved in this. So how does the practice advisor help set the goals with the attorney, and what do those goals look like?
It is absolutely a joint process, and the conversation is always around what is really holding you back at this point in your law practice, and then working together on steps to take in the next couple of weeks. So if you are engaged in tailored coaching with us, we're checking in at least twice a month with you on your goals and what you want to achieve. And so the conversation is really around what's the most important issue you're dealing with right now. Here are some tools that we, as the coach, would like you to work on. And then we'll check in 2 weeks and see how progress is. And if progress isn't being made, then of course we have to figure out, okay, where was the breakdown and how can we address that in the next couple of weeks? So that's really our tailored coaching. In the group coaching or the peer groups, you are working on that in person every quarter, but then you also have an accountability partner that we call a resource advisor, that's helping you stay on track in those months that you're not sitting down in person with your peers.
Okay, so you bring up a really good point that I was also wondering myself. So what happens if you don't meet those goals by the deadline that you set?
It's really just understanding what went wrong. What can we focus? There's no penalties, because this is, you know, growth has its own pain. Nobody has to penalize you if you don't meet, you know, certain deadlines. But it's really just saying, okay, what can we adjust for the next few weeks that will help you get back on track and get back to where you wanted to be when we set these goals the last couple of weeks?
So what are the things that you're noticing, any unique challenges with specifically elder law attorneys trying to grow their practice?
I think the biggest challenge with elder law attorneys, business owners in general, is being able to identify their own trouble spots. Sometimes they're called blind spots, but when you are working in the business and you're taking on a lot of roles that maybe you shouldn't take on as the attorney, it's hard to take a step back and understand, okay, why am I not getting the revenue I wanted? Why am I not getting referrals that I thought I was going to get? And I think that really is the struggle. We have blind spots and we can't see them when we're in the business and just going a million miles a minute trying to manage everything.
Definitely. Are there any specific things relating to just elder law and growing your business in that sense that maybe other legal specialties wouldn't ever have to consider?
Yes, I think there is a great amount of confusion around what elder law means. And there's confusion in among attorneys as to what it means. And there's confusion to members of the public about what elder law means. So I firmly believe that elder law attorneys have a little bit of a hurdle to get over. And the earlier in the practice they do this, the better, because they have the opportunity to define elder law for their practice. They have the ability to educate their community about what it is and how your law practice provides services in those areas, and a unique opportunity to educate referral sources within the community, rather than just allowing the confusion that's out there to continue. I think elder law attorneys can really reframe the definition as it fits their practice.
So you mentioned a lot of really great tips right there on some things that attorneys could do. So if you could recommend one thing that an attorney could change to help with their practice building and business growth, what would you recommend?
Stop waiting until you have the money to invest in your business. It's very similar to advice that younger couples get, which is don't wait until you can afford children to have them, because you're never going to be able to afford it. And for business owners, it's really difficult if you're not looking at a huge balance in your bank account to think about hiring someone to help with marketing or hiring a company like Atticus to support you in your growth. That is difficult to do. But I'm speaking from experience. I definitely took a leap as it pertained to my legal education and opened up a line of credit and just started using my credit card, just trusting that I was going to get the knowledge that I needed. But where I really fell short was investing early on in marketing support, overall business support. I didn't have a clue how to run a business. And had I realized that there were incredible people out there like Atticus and other companies, even Cross Financial Services, that can help support you both with your legal knowledge and your business knowledge and how to run a business, I would have definitely wanted to invest early on. But attorneys say, well, I'm not ready yet. I don't have the revenue yet. The challenge with that is you may never get to that level that you're really comfortable if you don't get help from outside sources in building up your client base, building up your referral base, and just learning how to manage a practice.
So I think that leads really nicely into the next question I was thinking of. So what advice would you give to any aspiring elder law attorneys who are just starting out? They don't know where to start. They don't know how to grow a business. They don't teach you that in law school. So how do they start out?
You know, I kind of look at this in three parts, and this isn't a do this first, then second, then third. These are just three areas reflecting back on my career as a business owner and a young attorney as to what I've learned the last 15 years, you know, in this space and being able to work with attorneys on a different level. The first is, you know, get comfortable with the services that you're going to offer. You do not have to be a jack of all trades. If you want to specialize in elder law, that's fantastic, but be very aware of the services that you are going to offer and focus your education on that to the exclusion of other areas that might divert your attention. So just be really clear about what you want to do and the services that you want to provide. The second is then get familiar with professionals in your community that can help you deliver those services, help you get the word out. It's really, in elder law, relationships are so critical in building relationships with professionals in your community. And when you are just starting out, you tend to have a lot of time, but not a lot of money. So take that time and start building those relationships with people in the community. It's a great learning experience for you. And it's going to be great to start building those relationships, and they'll be able to in turn help you grow your business by referring people to you. So get out in your community, learn from others, let them learn about you. And then the last piece is really make sure you have a solid online presence. The reality is people are going to their computers to find lawyers now. There's no phone books anymore that they can look to. They're going to get educated online. And so make sure your online presence is one that is going to educate people who come to your website. It's going to allow them to get to know you. Make sure that you have a really solid system in place for keeping in touch with people who have expressed interest and with your own client base. So that might be a CRM, that may be something else that you have found that works well for you, but make that investment in technology and in your online presence.
Excellent. I think that that's really great advice, especially the networking piece, because I think that's so often overlooked for many attorneys.
And there really is a science to it. I knew when I was a younger attorney, I thought, well, I'll just, go out and meet people and my personality will be so great that they will immediately want to refer business to me. And that is not at all how it works. You have to have a plan when you're going into those referral meetings. You have to have a plan for follow-up. You have to be able to be persistent, because if you're not on someone's mind at the time they think of a client who needs you, they're not going to refer to you. And you want to teach them how to make that referral. So there's just a lot of steps that go into building those relationships and maintaining those relationships.
So I would imagine those are all things that Atticus can definitely help you set the goals for, to network and teach you how to make a meaningful network connection.
Absolutely. One of the best parts of Atticus is many of our practice advisors, and we call these adjunct practice advisors because they are running their own law practice, but also providing really important support services to attorneys as well. So they're in the trenches. So we have just so much practical knowledge and experience to help other attorneys with. And that's something that I don't know of any other company that can say that has that internal knowledge and is kind of living what they are teaching and helping other attorneys with. They've kind of gone through the fire, they've come out on the other end, and they're willing to help other attorneys avoid some of that pain that many of us felt as we were building a law practice.
Definitely. That's so helpful to learn from somebody who's been in your shoes. They know what it feels like and they can tell you what it's like on the other side. Perfect. Thank you so much for your time today, Val. This has been incredibly insightful, and I think our viewers are really going to appreciate this information.
Well, I really appreciate Kraus, being willing to provide this kind of information to your attorneys, because it's such a wonderful organization already. And then to, say, hey, we really want to support attorneys by giving them some practice building information. So I really appreciate that.
Definitely. Thank you so much.